Hey, my name is Isabella, and I am Slug Story's 2019-2020 student lead. Slug Story is UCSC's ever-expanding archive of student stories. In this podcast, you will hear from us, the Slug Stories team, in addition to past and present student leaders, and get a glimpse into student life at colleges 9 and 10. Last year, like Ashley, I led colleges 9 and 10's service learning group, Praxis. I've been involved with this tight-knit group since my freshman year, and I'm glad to say that I have found my community and friends thanks to it. Praxis doesn't just give students the opportunity to volunteer within the community. It does more. It encourages them to build relationships with the communities they work with and to actively reflect on these experiences with a social justice and community-oriented lens. Here's more from Ashley.
As a second year at College 10, I felt as if it was my time to finally get involved with my university beyond my studies. My first year passed in a whirlwind of learning the layout of my campus within the forest to learning to navigate my college courses. I swore that I had no time for anything else. Little did I know that there were a variety of clubs and extracurricular activities waiting for me outside of my dorm room that would enhance my experience by tenfold. Luckily, I opened my eyes to the many possibilities my sophomore year and never turned back from being as involved as possible in my College 10 and Santa Cruz communities. The instrumental club that sparked my passion and carried my three-year dedication to service learning at College 10 and the greater Santa Cruz communities is a service learning club, Praxis. I heard of Praxis through my close friends who had been in the club since her first year. I thought by joining the club, I would be able to hang out with my friends while getting to know a few others. To my surprise, Praxis not only enhanced my friend circle with passionate, social justice-oriented friends, but it more importantly introduced me to the service learning and all the service learning opportunities at College 10. At the first Praxis meeting, we did some silly icebreakers to get to know each other, along with other icebreakers that furthered our understanding of each other's connections and understanding of social justice and community. We then had a conversation on what exactly service learning is. From that day forward, the term service learning took on a new form as it meant much more than service with reflection. Rather, it meant the opportunity to selflessly serve those who have been systematically oppressed while gaining the practical tools to combat the social justice issues plaguing the communities we serve. The projects for the remainder of the fall quarter were then introduced, which included working at the Homeless Garden Project and facilitating the Shared Adventures Halloween dance, to name a few. As I read through the agenda for the quarter, I was excited to see all of the service learning projects that I would be able to participate in. With transportation and snacks included with the projects, nothing was stopping me from getting involved with my community. After that initial meeting, I became extremely devoted to Praxis. Every Thursday night, I would count down the minutes until Praxis would begin. I thoroughly enjoyed the time we would spend together as a community of devoted service learners, spending time reflecting on the impact of our projects while also discussing the social justice issues that face the communities that we aim to serve. My weekends were even more thrilling, with almost every Saturday being devoted to a different service learning project in an area of the community that I had yet to know. I attribute most of the connections that I've made in the Santa Cruz community to Praxis. Whether it be building a house alongside devoted Habitat for Humanity volunteers or making deep connections to people living in homelessness through Project Homeless Connect Watsonville, I cherish the memories and people that I have met these past 3 years. My passion for Praxis extended past my second year and into my third year when I got the ultimate opportunity to lead Praxis under the Chancellor's Undergraduate Internship Program, or CUIP. As the Praxis UIP, I continued to develop my passion for community while developing my leadership skills, and I was able to further develop the Praxis Club into an inclusive and productive space for growth and community activism through service learning. At the end of my fourth year at UCSC, I'm proud to say that I'm still a Praxis member, continuing to learn and grow alongside devoted Praxis members that have inspired me to be a wholesome and productive member of my community. As I move forward to graduate school and into my professional career as a primary school teacher, I'm confident that I will carry the lessons Praxis has taught me. I look forward to building a community of learners in my inclusive classroom while service learning will be taught in full practice throughout the year.
Hi, I'm Em, another member of the 2019-2020 Slug Stories team. The next person we will be hearing from is Max. He was a leader of Triangle Club, the LGBT club in colleges 9 and 10. Triangle Club strives to create a welcoming community for queer students and allies and to spread attitudes of inclusion around colleges 9 and 10. And now, here's Max to tell you more.
Sometimes, people said, that you did not truly taste freedom until you left the four walls where it all began and stepped foot into college. Autonomy and lack of supervision are usually citable reasons for this feeling of freedom and exhilaration, but I had not just broken free of my family's careful eye. I had been released from a lifetime of suppressing an identity I was so afraid to let my entire hometown know about. I had never existed in a space until that point where I was fully out, and I became extremely emotional realizing that this was what it meant to live exactly as you feel inside. To live amongst people who both celebrated and scorned you was a gift regardless, because now I knew their judgments were based on the real thing. No facades, no questions. I was living my truth, and nothing could be more thrilling. I had imagined very soon after experiencing this initial relief that there had to be a great number of students who were in the same boat, or worse yet, I realized, in the same boat they were in before they left for college. Now that my chance of having community was finally here, I wanted to take advantage any way that I could. And how blessed I was to live in a time where a safe space like Triangle Club existed for us. Through it, I have gained everything I wanted, to see solidarity in action, to see our minds work together, and to find ways, no matter how subtle, to just be involved. Queer populations around the world seldom get a chance to not only be themselves, but to create a family and a network of support that they get to call their own. I have been so lucky not only to live where I do, but to have been provided with a club that answered all of my calls for belonging and for finding a time to act. This sense of purpose and feeling of community has not only made another home for me, but has also maximized my presence at UCSC in that I got to live fully and offer everything I had always wanted to the world. Triangle Club was particularly enjoyable for me to be a member of because it was so eclectic of the many qualities I had sought in creating a safe space. We had fun, we took care of each other, educated each other, and better yet, we extended our hand to the rest of the campus through our programs that brought visibility to our histories and identities. Unfortunately, every day there are people in our extended queer family that don't have opportunities to be themselves, to seek social mobility, or to really feel loved and like their voices matter. Being active in Triangle Club has helped us to not only live in the now as we approach our lives and our campus, but also to exist in the bigger picture where we confront the injustices that our community faces everywhere. We have become inspired to go outside of ourselves and be the change. For those who are oppressed by virtue of race, religion, sexuality, gender, ability, etc., I promise that we are here for you. We see you. And going forward, I have forged a commitment to all of you in our endeavors to make your realities understood. I was privileged enough to be invited in facilitating Triangle Club's meetings and events later on. Being in a position of leadership gave me insight on what it meant to create and uphold a space. The work ethic involved in making this space of value to others and making it reflective of our goal towards intersectional identity celebration was a task that has not just made me a better leader for the future, but a better individual in the moment. Having the opportunity to work closely with the co-curricular office made me realize, in a way that past extracurricular never had, what it really looks like for people to come together and to work in the spirit of changing the world.
Hi, my name is Trisha Herrera, and like David, I was a past participant of the Multicultural Weekend. MCW is an annual retreat for UCSC students to meet new peers, engage in interactive exercises, and small group discussions with local staff and student leaders. This program allows for students to gain leadership skills and deepen their awareness on the College 10 theme surrounding social justice and community. Now, let's hear how MCW has positively impacted David's story and college career.
The first time I heard about the Multicultural Community Weekend, MCW, was through my first year roommate, Ronald, who after coming back, he expressed his experience to be liberating. I anxiously waited for the following year to apply so that I could also have the experience my friends always talked about. The following year, I applied and was accepted. Participating in MCW was a life-changing experience, and I will always thank the College 10 staff and student facilitators who put this together, because without my participation in MCW, my life would have taken a different turn. Let me start off by saying that during my second year of my undergraduate career, I felt like a lost child. I was a lost child in an overwhelming environment that I couldn't understand or keep up. I felt lost. My self-esteem was very low. I was self-conscious about my body, and I felt that people who looked like me wouldn't make it through our college education. I was not feeling any sense of progress towards my major. My grades were low and always questioned my ability. I felt inferior to some of my peers because some came from more privileged backgrounds than I did. I believed it was very unfair that people had it better when it seemed that I always worked twice as hard because of my intersectionalities, yet still not seeing any progress. It wasn't until this wonderful experience where I understood that we all have our pains and struggles, but we also have the power to destroy our obstacles. An understanding of life itself and the value each person has that can have a huge and positive impact to our society. A lot of the activities and connections we made through MCW is what made this experience very unique. The setting of the retreat was excellent. I say excellent, maybe even perfect, because the retreat center located in the Watsonville Mountains helped this experience give it that special touch. It was isolated from the loud noise we hear every day. It helped us reconnect and take care of ourselves as we learned about identities, our struggles, explored our pains, where we stand in society, and what we can do after as we move forward. Multicultural Community Weekend was an experience where we acknowledged our privileges and what we can do for those who don't share the same entitlements. This experience made me trust myself and others in my community that our passion for social justice will not end, because we will take the tools we receive to create little steps and improve our society. To make ourselves and others comfortable for being who they are and making sure we are all equally loved and accepted. Upon graduating, I leave understanding the complex human being with unique identities, intersectionalities, and struggles, yet knowing that each and every one of us has the potential to overcome our barriers and reach our goals. MCW helped me refine my goals. I was reminded that I was in college for a reason, for my mother, my sister, and brother. I did it because I needed to break a cycle. I had to finish because I knew my brother was looking up to me. It's not that I was weak or incapable. It was just that I needed to be reminded of how strong and resilient I had to be in order to finish. I can and I will. I am thankful for MCW and the space it offered.
Hi, my name is Karina Gavino, and I became heavily involved in the Corcoran's office my first year, like Julia, and this led me to take on the Faculty Initiatives Assistant position my second year at the co-curricular's office. I learned what it meant to be a leader on campus and also further my understanding of both the college's themes of international global perspective and social justice and community. From then on, I still remained involved with the COCO, but in various ways, which is what makes the COCO special. It allows students the opportunity to be involved with the colleges and really immerse themselves in a new form of teaching. The COCO holds a special place in my heart and has been a big catalyst in my undergrad career.
2 weeks after I moved into my room at College 10, I walked outside Ohlone House decked out in my social justice and community lanyard and a UCSC sweatshirt, and I noticed a colorful flyer for the National Coming Out Day pop-up. I was compelled to email the contact person to ask about volunteering. When the day came, I went down to the dining hall to find a rainbow booth full of activities and friendly students who were enthusiastic about my desire to volunteer. I handed out flyers for Triangle Club and tried to get passersby to stop and support the queer community at the pop-up. When I volunteered to help out at the pop-up, I had no idea that years later, I'd be the person in charge of designing and implementing the same pop-up as the COCO Special Projects Assistant. Between then and now, I became heavily involved in student leadership positions at the COCO, from National Coming Out Day volunteer to Triangle Club member to MCW attendee to Practical Activism Planner to COCO Office Assistant to COCO Special Projects Assistant to MCW Co-Facilitator. In between all of these, I also landed positions outside of the COCO as a course assistant and a writing assistant for various College 10 core courses, and I was appointed to a campus-wide committee surrounding academic and co-curricular engagement, social justice and inclusivity, and campus and community engagement. These positions furthered my involvement with social justice and student affairs. Soon after National Coming Out Day, I joined Triangle Club in attempts to meet more students, especially ones who identified as LGBTQ+ like myself. I enjoyed having a structured space in which to interact with others and eat snacks on Tuesday evenings as folks engaged in arts and crafts, storytelling, movie nights, and other discussions. This space was relaxed and helpful to me as a first year, as I was able to get used to the resources on campus and was able to chat with older students. In October, I stumbled into a practical activism workshop surrounding spoken word for social change. There, I watched my now favorite poet, Teresa Siagatonu, perform a poem called PTSD, which made me cry. This experience at PAC was the first piece of evidence I had that College 10 was a space for innovation and powerful engagement, and I knew I had to contribute to that as soon as possible. The philosophy of the COCO, to engage students with social justice and community and international and global perspectives through student-led programs, retreats, classes, and projects, is simply brilliant and truly necessary in the midst of an uncertain socio-political climate. The capacity for the COCO to respond to important events in a timely manner, such as the election of President 45, the Pulse Orlando shooting, and others, demonstrates its commitment to student safety. And I have witnessed the COCO serve as a major source of support for students in distress over local, national, and global tragedies that compromise our ideas of social justice. It is a massive understatement to call the COCO an integral piece of this community. It creates friendships, networks, families, and alliances unlike any other unit. The COCO represents a space of creation and possibility, offering myself and other incredible students the resources to actualize their ideas. These spaces frequently engage students, faculty, staff, and non-UCSE affiliates to learn about social issues in a very memorable way. I cite the COCO as an instrumental piece of my personal development and find it to be the most exceptional workplace in comparison to other jobs I've had on campus. Not once have I felt that my COCO work wasn't important or influential.
Thanks so much for listening. Our team hopes that this podcast gives you insight to the different ways students are involved and grow here at UCSC. Sincerely, Slang Stories team.